Methylmercury then is a lipophilic compound. The bioconcentration factor is 50,000. So that means if you've got a 1 part per billion present in the water, then you've got 50,000 part per billion in the organism at the end of the day. Because it's an organometallic, it can easily cross the blood-brain barrier, which is why it's so effective in shutting down the central nervous system. There's irreversible binding to the sulfide bonds that are present in cysteine, either as a disulfide bridge or in the free chain of the amino acid. Once the binding has occurred, then the proteins are structurally denatured and they cease to function either as a structural protein or as an enzyme. It's a cumulative poison, and the clearance time again is long, so it's not as long as it was in the case of lead, but this is actually a much more toxic poison. Mercury metal with its high vapor pressure taken up in the lungs. In the lungs, it's then oxidized by red blood cells to mercury 2+, which solubilizes it, ends up in the brain. The inorganic mercury, if you take it on board as a poison, ingest it, it then tends to get trapped by the kidneys, which that's one of its functions, but it's so toxic it destroys the kidneys. So